Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I can fix it. I think I can fix it midway through. But wherever you're at, you make sure that you like the video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. Like the video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. And of course, we fixed it last week. We'll have it fixed this week. I think it's the system. I think it's knocking one of them off and not showing me. All right. Listen. So tonight in prayer, we're going to focus on attacking the attack. Literally early today, the Lord said, spend tonight in prayer. Spend tonight in prayer. Spend tonight in prayer dealing with attacks. Let's look at this. I had several of you, hey, Alaska, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, good to see you. Several of you early when I asked this question, you raised your hand and you did the hand wave emoji and said that you believe there's an area of your life that was under attack. Can I get you to put in the comments, hey, South Florida, the area that you believe, or areas that you believe there's something that's been attacked. Would you put that in the comments? Hey, Jacksonville, Duval, Mississippi, good to see you. Mobile, Alabama. Come on, what are the areas? Hey, Jersey, Mobile. Come on, Mobile. New York. Let's go. Area for your finances, all right? Your mind, all right? Let's go. Your marriage, finances, relationships, business, employees, ministry, health, relationships, ministry, finances, health. I want y'all to keep seeing finances is in here. I keep seeing that one often. Family, sickness. This is good. Job, finances, focus, relationship, finances, dream, courage, children, finances, prosperity. It's a lot of finances on here. So understand you're in the right place today because we anointed to get breakthrough in that area. Body, career, marriage, finances. Financial health, self-concept, that's a good phrase. Work, love, that's good. There's finances. Dreams, school, relationships, career, all right? Your liver, finances, there it is again. Mind, family, this is going to be good. Relocating to your dream area, that's good. All of these, when I say these are good, let me be clear. I'm not saying it's good that you're being attacked in these areas. What I'm saying is that some of the phrasing is good because the more specific you can be to where the attack is, the more specific you can attack the attack in prayer. Finances, family, your sister's health, confusion, indecisiveness. Come on, just about 10 more seconds. Brain fog, children, finances in your life. Your dream home and career, family, finances, health, family, real estate, all right? Moving, I want everybody to hear me very, very, very clearly. The enemy never strikes empty vaults. You got to hear that. The enemy never strikes empty vaults. He never wants to rob an empty vault. So the first thing you need to know is your attack is an announcement. It's an announcement of where your next breakthrough is coming. If you don't shout right through here in these comments, I'm going to say it again. The enemy never, ever goes after an empty vault. Whenever you see an attack, it is an announcement of where your next breakthrough is coming. You better shout in these comments. Father, tonight, as we begin to focus and praying on attacks and attacking the attack, the first thing we do is recognize the announcement. The attack is an announcement of where the money at. The attack is an announcement of where the treasure is. The attack is an announcement of where the breakthrough is. So tonight, God, instead of being upset about the attack, we thank you for the announcement. We thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the announcement. We thank you that that attack simply revealed to us where the next breakthrough is coming from. It simply revealed to us where the next blessing is about to manifest. It was an announcement. And for that, we tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for thinking that it was showing us what's about to go down. It's not about to go down. It's about to go way, 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 way up. It is not about to end in defeat. It is about to go up in great deliverance. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for the announcement. Thank you for the announcement. Thank you for the announcement. Thank you for the God. Shift how we view that thing. Shift our perspective. Shift how we handle it. Shift how we look at it. Shift how we view it so that we never ever see an attack as a negative again. So that we never ever see an attack as a bad thing again. But we would see an attack as an announcement. Thank you for the announcement. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I get you to put a praise in the comments right there? An attack is an announcement. Let me give you Bible. Let me give you Bible to back that up. I can give you several examples. Where was Joseph attacked? He was attacked, number one, by his family. Where did Joseph have great victory? In his own family. He has two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. One son's name means the Lord has made me forget. The other son's name means the Lord has made me very fruitful. So he produced great value. In fact, Joseph says, the Lord has made me father to Pharaoh, which means God gave me another family that wasn't my blood, but was better than my blood. You better talk it here today. All right. I can give you another example. Where in the world, let's use Moses. Where was Moses attacked? Moses was attacked from the concept of people wanting to use what they saw about him to try to scare him. They said, will you kill us like you did the Egyptian yesterday? And it sent Moses on the run. Pharaoh wanted to kill him, so Moses was on the run. But what it did is it actually sent Moses to a place to be developed. It sent Moses to a place where now, watch me, he was going to be a leader of over 2 million people. An attack is an announcement. It's telling you where your next breakthrough is coming from. It's telling you where your next blessing is coming from. With David, let me give this example. Most Christians think that David only fought one giant. He fought more than one giant. The second giant that David ever fought was a giant named Ish-bi-benob. It's really long, so just call him Ish in the comments. I-S-H. That's Hebrew for man. That's Hebrew for man. His name was Ish-bi-benob. Ish-bi-benob. Ish is Hebrew for man. Isha is Hebrew for female. Now listen. Ish-bi-benob's name means a man, you see Ish, with an announcement from a priestly city. You missed it. The second giant David ever fought, his name means I'm an announcement. Come on in these comments. God, anytime we see something that looks like a giant, it's an announcement. Anytime we see something that looks overwhelming, it is an announcement. Anytime we see something that makes us want to holler, scream, fight, fuss, and cuss, it is an announcement. God, let us hear the announcements. Beep, 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 beep. Do you hear the announcement? Let us hear the announcement. And for this, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Right? Can I push this thing further? Number one, anytime you see an attack is an announcement. Now, you need to listen to the announcement. You need to listen to the announcement, which means, number one, an attack is an announcement. Number two, you have to be aware of the announcement. Because for most, the moment we see an attack, we're not aware of what it's announcing. God, make us aware of the announcement. Make us aware of the announcement. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Don't let us get pulled into street fights when we're called to championship matches. Don't let us get pulled into he say, she say, mess, foolishness, and drama when we are called to do something much more big and much more significant than that. Do not let us get pulled into foolishness, but let us be aware of the announcement. Let us be aware of what the attack is showing us. Let us be aware of what the attack is making clear to us. It's an announcement, but we must be aware of the announcement. So heighten our senses, God. Heighten our sight. Heighten our sound, our hearing, rather. Heighten our speech. Heighten, God, our perceptivity. Do not let us be those that do not perceive. Do not let us be those that cannot discern the times. Oh, my God. Do not let us be those that are not able to recognize the times. That's Luke 12 and 56. Do not let us be those that we miss the announcement because we're not aware. Make us aware of the announcement. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Do me a favor, y'all, share whatever platform you're on. If you haven't, let me know where you're watching from. Make sure you let me know where you're watching from and share. And when you share, people get saved. Almost 2,800 people so far this year and giving their lives to the Lord. And last week and this week, I'm doing prayer a little different because we're focusing in around specific things. Last Monday was focusing prayer around ending strong. Tonight, we're focusing prayer around attacking the attack, dealing with attacks, right? So listen, number one, an attack is an announcement. Number two, you have to be aware of the announcement. Now, I want to walk you through this specifically in the life of a man named Nehemiah, all right? Nehemiah. Just drop that in the comments. Nehemiah. If it's too long for you to type, your thumbs don't move that fast. No problem, Bob. I got you. Just type in. In. Just put in the comments. Listen carefully. Every attack, as I've already made reference to, is an announcement. But it's important that with that announcement, we're aware. But it's important that we take the right actions when there's an attack. It's important that we take the right actions when there is an attack. It's important that we do the right things when there is an attack. So, Father, I pray that we would not only see the announcement, we'd be aware, but God, we take the right actions. We would take the right actions. Do not allow us to make unnecessary mistakes. Oh my God. In the midst of an attack. Do not allow us, God, to make unnecessary bad moves and wrong moves in the midst of any type of an attack. Do not let us do the wrong thing at the wrong time and get the wrong result as a result of an attack. And for that, we say thank you. We will make the right decision. We will take the right actions. We will do it the right way. We will do everything according to what you would purpose and plan for our lives. Father, I pray that you order every steps when we're in attack, under attack. I pray that you would order every response, order every set of wording that we use, order how we say what we say, order how we do what we do so that we produce great results. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody drop an amen right there. Everybody, right? So several of you just listed out several areas that you perceive to be under attack. Let me give you the definition of an attack. It's an aggressive action against a person or place. It's an aggressive action against. It's an aggressive action against a person or place. Let me give you a couple more definitions. It is to oppose fiercely and publicly. To oppose fiercely and publicly. To oppose fiercely and publicly. Okay? All right? Let me give you one more. To act against aggressively in an attempt to injure. To act against aggressively in an attempt to injure. Okay? Now, hear me. Because we're spiritual, every attack always begins as something spiritual. Whatever's happening in the natural, you got to hear this, it started in the spirit. See, we are spirits. We live in physical bodies and we possess souls. That's our mind, thoughts, will, and emotions. Any attack, it's always spiritual. Can you put that in the comments? It's always spiritual. So we don't just handle attacks, watch me, naturally. We handle them spiritually because they always begin spiritually. So, Father, keep us spiritual whenever we're dealing with an attack. Don't let us become carnal. Don't let us get in our flesh. Don't let us get in a natural way of handling it. You literally gave your people crazy spiritual ways to deal with natural attacks, because every attack is always spiritual. It's always spiritual. In 2 Kings chapter 20, when King Jehoshaphat and Judah, the king of Judah, when they were being attacked by three different enemies that were coming against them, the Bible says, you told them to fast. That's spiritual. You told them a prophetic word. They will not need to fight in this battle, but position themselves. You told them, put the singers in front of the fighters. Put the worship in front of the army, which doesn't even make sense. Why would you put the vulnerable ones that do not have swords and do not have weapons? Why would you put them in the front? You put them in the front because the Bible says that when they began to sing and to praise, that the Lord set ambushes against their enemies, which means you were never even going to need the weapons that you had formed in the natural. You were never even going to need what you were planning to do in the natural. It's always spiritual. Give us a spiritual way in which to attack the attack. So tonight, God, in the realm of the spirit, we release an attack on every single attack that has set itself against us in any way, shape, form, or fashion. We release an attack in the realm of the spirit, and we pray that whatever the enemy planned, whatever the enemy had set up, whatever the enemy desired, that the Lord would shut it down, that the Lord would turn the attack on their heads, and what they meant for our evil, what they meant for our evil, that it would literally turn on their heads. What they meant against us, it would bless us. What they meant against us, it would, there it is, increase. It would increase us. What they meant against us, it would cause us to wax great. That means to grow greater. And for that, we say thank you. So we attack the attack. Father, we take a few seconds tonight in prayer to do what they did. When they began to sing and to praise, you released an ambush. The people of Judah never had to take one sword. They never had to go fight anybody. I pray, God, that everything we were prepared to do, we won't even have to do it. Oh, my God. That everything we had conditioned our minds to get ready to do, we won't even have to do all of that. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the God of heaven's angel armies, Father, loose your warring angels to fight on our behalf. Loose your warring angels, God, to slay whatever must be slain. Loose your war. I heard the Lord loud and clear. I heard the Lord loud and clear. He said, you think the attack is coming. This is for somebody. You think the attack is coming from one place. There's some other spirit feeding that. Somebody else is feeding that. There's somebody you can't see that's feeding that. I heard the Lord say he's about to cut the source. He's about to cut the source. He's about to cut the source. Okay, I'm not behind you. Come on, y'all, go up with me. He is going to cut the source. There's something else that's feeding that. You think it's her. It's not her. It's the him that's talking to her. Come on here. You think it's him. It is not him. There's somebody else. There is somebody else that is feeding that. And God says, I'm about to shut the source down. I'm about to annihilate the source. God, cut up every relationship that's attacking us. Cut up every partnership that's attacking us. Cut up every clip that's attacking us. Y'all better come on and pray with me. Cut up every little clan that's attacking us. Cut up every little consortium that's attacking. In the name of Jesus, cut the source. Because if you cut the source, you kill the attack. Cut the source. Because if you cut the source, you kill the attack. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Ooh. Guys, hear me loud and clear tonight. I know this is supposed to just be prayer, but you got to go with me. I hear the Lord loud and clear. Holy Ghost is loud. He's always loud. But he's like, why? He's hollering at me right now. He said, for many of you, the reason that the attack has lingered in some areas as long as it has is because you have never, ever spoken to the source of it. You've only spoken to the fruit of the attack. Listen to me. You've only spoken to the fruit. You have never asked heaven to kill the root. You have only spoken to the fruit. You've never asked heaven to deal with the root. So consequently, you got what you asked for. Watch me. This is why you think it was good for a while, then the fruit would grow back. You thought it was good for a while, then the fruit would go back. You thought it was good for a while, then the fruit would grow back. Because the source of that thing has never been addressed. But tonight, God, we speak to the source of every attack. Kill the root. Kill the root. Dry the root out. Cut the root out. Cut the poisonous friendship. Oh God. Cut the soul tie. Cut the soul tie that's feeding the attack, that's giving entrance and access. Cut the soul tie. Cut the soul tie. Y'all just gotta figure, y'all gotta go up with me tonight. I hear the Lord loud and clear. Every time I come back from Atlanta, that's where I am. Loud and clear. It's like the portals are open. Cut the source. Kill the root of the attack, Father. Kill the root of the attack. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. 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 Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Okay. Who's been blessed by prayer tonight? Who's been blessed by prayer tonight? All right, let's go further. I got 15 minutes left. Let's push it further. Do me a favor, share if you haven't shared. When you share, people get saved. I don't want to go too deep into that. I'll just stick right there because I could go deep, but I don't want to go too deep into that. For many of you, the reason the attack keeps reoccurring and you think it's good for a while and then that thing pops right back up is because you've never dealt with the source. Look at me. You've never addressed it. And you cannot attack what you won't address. You cannot conquer what you will not confront. Y'all saying go deep. See, but this is prayer. This is not pop up. This is prayer. This is prayer. So we got to stay in prayer. Because see, where I was going to go is we often look, for example, like the spirit of Jezebel. We look at the spirit of Jezebel. But we don't look at what feeds her. Her daddy's name is Ithbaal. It's literally, she is the product. See, it's too deep. She is the offspring of a satanic union. So while we're looking at her, the real thing is we need to be looking at her daddy and her mama, Athaliah. But that's too deep for prayer tonight. We ain't going there. Father, just allow us to deal with the root so that we don't keep seeing the same old fruit. We refuse to deal with the same satanic, demonic fruit manifesting in our lives over and over and over and over and over and over again. We say tonight in prayer, enough is enough. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. It was Jezebel's daddy that was feeding her. That's why she was who she was. Let's go. Okay, let's come back up because I could go really, really deep. Because then I can take you into Satanism where the satanic trinity. See, that's too deep. That's too deep. I won't even take you there. I won't take you there. It's too deep. Let's come back up. I have to go there some other day. Let's come back up. Let's go here. Whenever you're looking at a spiritual attack, because some of y'all are trying to figure out why people keep acting crazy with you, you need to figure out who's feeding them because they're eating from somebody. Their crazy is coming from somebody's plate. And you need to address who's feeding them, meaning in the spirit. You need to address what's feeding them. Something is feeding their lunacy. Father, if we don't know the root, show us the root. Come on. You want to go? Let's go. If we don't know the root, God, show us the root. If we don't know the root, show us the root. If we don't know what's feeding it, show us what's feeding it so we can address and deal with the root that's creating the fruit. so we can deal with the source of the attack, so that we don't just keep fighting a battle, but we never win a war. And I declare that we will not just fight battles, but we'll win wars. Come on here. We will not just fight battles, but we will win wars. What's a battle? What's a war? It's a series of battles. But if all you do is fight the same battle, you never ever conquer the war. We will win the war because this battle, oh, we win in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah right there. All right, let's push this thing further. Holy Ghost is hollering at me. Okay, it's a figure of speech. Very loud. Okay, so let's go. I want to go over real quickly to Nehemiah, which I told you we were going to go to a minute ago. I got less than 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes. So let's get this as far as we can. Do me a favor. If you haven't shared, make sure that you share. When you share, people get saved. All right, let's go. So there is, in Nehemiah, Nehemiah was a cupbearer. And he had a burden to go and to rebuild the wall in a city that had been burned down. And he makes this declaration in Nehemiah 2:20. The king says, how are you going to do this? And Nehemiah says, the Lord our God, he will prosper us. And we, his servants, will arise and build. An attack only comes once you, listen, once you've decided to take action. Father, do not allow the attack to stop us from taking the action that we have already decided we're going to take. You know why you're attacked? Because you decided you were going to be debt free. You know why you're attacked? Because you decided you're going to move. You know why you've been under attack? Because you decided that you were finally about to make some changes. You know why you're under attack? Because you finally decided that you're about to take God seriously. You know why you're under attack? Because you finally made a decision. The enemy said, oh, we're finna see. You're only attacked after you decide to take action. Other than that, there's no need to attack you because you're going nowhere. You don't attack a parked car. You don't attack somebody that ain't moving. You got to hear me. And I pray that you would be resolute in your action. We will not back down. We will not back up. We said what we said. Well, here y'all. We said what we said. We said what we said. Let's push this thing further, right? So he makes this decision. And when he makes this decision, the scripture says they begin the work. And as they begin the work, Nehemiah goes from being a cupbearer to he is now promoted to being governor. Pay attention. You only are under attack when you're in the midst of being advanced. They didn't mess with him as a cupbearer. They messed with him when he became governor. You got to hear me. An attack comes when you're in the transition of to advancement. Father, I pray that we would see the advancement through. It only comes when we're in the midst of advancement. That's the only time an attack comes. They didn't mess with him as a cupbearer because he was no threat as a cupbearer. They only messed with him when he was governor. They only messed with him when he was governor. So we will see the advancement through. I need you to release this over your life. I'm advancing in every way. 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 Did you notice nobody was messing with you when you wasn't doing nothing? Did you notice nobody really had a whole lot to say when you wasn't doing nothing? But the moment you decided that you were going to advance, the moment you began to advance, okay? Now, when he's governor, the Bible says Sanballat, Geshem, and Tobiah, they kept trying to distract him, saying, come, let us meet together in the plain of Ono. Watch what he says, but they intended to do me harm. They kept trying to distract him. Look at me. The purpose of the attack is to get you to stop. So if you stop, listen to me, they win. If you stop, the devil wins. The whole goal was to get you to stop. Notice what he says. They wanted to meet with me. Listen to me. In the plain of, oh no. Father, I pray that we would use the name of that plain to be our response. Oh, no. What I teach you last night, you got the wrong one. What I teach you yesterday morning, you got the wrong one. You got the wrong one. You got the wrong one. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I will not stop. Oh, no. I will not stop. I come too far to stop. We've come too far to turn back. We've come too far to turn around. We've come too far. Oh, no. Literally, that's the name of the plane. Oh, no. It's O and O. All right. They wanted to meet with him at a plane called Oh, No. And look at verse 3. I sent messengers to them. I want you to pay attention. They sent messengers up. Nehemiah sent messengers down. Everybody look at me. He did not go down himself. Some of you have to recognize the plan of the enemy is to pull you in it. So then watch me. So then your enemy gets you on their turf. Put this in the comments. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm. You will not be pulled into street fights. You will not be pulled into foolishness. We will not be pulled into mess. We will not be pulled into drama. You will not pull us there. You will not pull us there. Oh, no. Good God, I got 5 minutes. Ah! Okay, let's go. I sent messages to them saying, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop and I leave it and I come down to you? And I come down to you. Two things happening. Literally, it was a physical down. It's going down physically. But deeper than that, literally, it means, why should I go down? For me to come deal with you is to go low. And I'm not coming down. Look at me. Everybody hear me. The attack is designed to make you lower your standards. Don't lower them. Raise them higher. The attack is designed to make you lower your expectations. Don't lower them. Raise them higher. The attack is designed for you to just let anybody in your life because you figure, well, everybody crazy. Mm-mm. Nope. You keep them high. I'm not coming down. Father, don't let us come down. Don't let us come down. And not just with coming down with other people. Don't let us lower our standards for ourselves. Don't let us lower our standards for what we do. Do not let us come down. I got to wrap this up. If prayer is blessing you tonight, make sure you share it. Make sure if you haven't, let me know where you're watching from. Let me know where you're watching from. I got a few minutes, literally like three. All right. He says, I'm doing a great work. Why should I come down to you? Verse 4, watch the attack. And they sent 4 times in this way, and I answered in the same manner. In the same way, Sanballat sent the 5th time with a letter in his hand. Pay attention. He sent a letter this time. He sent a text. He sent a post. He sent an email. He sent word by somebody. All right. Watch what happens. This is what happens. This is what happened in scripture. In the same way, he did it 5 times. So 5 times they tried to do this to him. And they come up with all this crazy stuff. And I want you to listen to what Nehemiah says in verse number 8. Then I sent to him saying, nothing that you're saying is true. He says, you're inventing things in your own mind. Watch what happens in the attack. The attack now, watch me, it begins to turn into lies. Everybody look at me. False accusations, lies, and deception are the final stage before complete advancement and complete acceleration. Let me back it up and say it again. False accusations, lies, and deception are the final stage before completion, before advancement, before completed acceleration. It's the final thing. The enemy doesn't have anything he can use on you, so he has to make something up. Now, let me see by your response in the comments, who am I talking to right now? Who is about to step into something amazing based on what I just taught you right there? Okay? And notice what Nehemiah said. Nehemiah said, you're crazy. He says, you're making this stuff up in your own head. He says, nothing that you're saying is true. They were trying to threaten him with false stuff. And Nehemiah was like, you crazy. Father, I pray that you make every liar eat their lie, that you make every false accuser eat their false accusation. I pray, God, that you make every deceiver eat their own deception, God. I pray that we would not even give in to the foolishness that the enemy would try to serve. It's beneath us. It's less than. Who am I talking to? So for some of you, you're like, I can't believe I'm going through all of this. This is Bible. This happened to Nehemiah. Look at me. Nehemiah didn't do anything wrong. This is just, trust me, it comes with the territory. Attacks come with your seed. Nehemiah didn't do nothing wrong. It came with his seed. And I need some of you to hear me. It comes with your seed. It comes with your seed. It, watch me. For the favor you have, it comes with your favor. For the blessing that's on you, it comes with your blessing. For the level of revelation you walk in, it comes with your territory. It comes with it. So watch it. Look at verse 9. They wanted to scare us. They wanted to frighten us, thinking their hands will drop from the work and it will not be done. Watch what Nehemiah prays while he's being attacked. Lord, strengthen my hands. In other words, Lord, don't let me drop what I've been working on. Don't let me drop. For some of you, the reason you're attacked in your body is because you're finally getting healthy. Don't you go back to eating bad. Don't you go back to not working out. You're finally getting healthy. That's why you had a physical attack. You're finally getting your, you're finally sowing. You're finally giving. That's why you had a financial attack to try to shut down your giving and shut down you, your faithfulness in your sowing. Are you nuts? You bet not. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Lord, strengthen our hands. The attack was to get you to drop what you've been working on, to drop what you had been so persistent about, to drop what you've been passionate about. The devil is the liar. We will not drop it. Lord, strengthen our hands. Come on. Lord, strengthen our hands. It's 8 o'clock. We got to go. But can I finish this? Can I finish this? Ah, good God. Look at verse 11. But I said, should such a man as I run away? And what man such as I could go into the temple and live? I will not go in. Here's what Nehemiah said. Nehemiah said, I'm not the type of man that's going to run and give up just because I'm being attacked. Father, we are not the type that will run simply because there's an attack. We are those that will see it through. And here's your shout. And here's the last part of prayer. Verse number 15. So we finished what we started in 52 days. So we finished what we started in 52 days. So we finished what we started in 52 days. So we finished what we started in 52 days. I need you to put this in the comments. I'll outlast the attack. We will outlast every attack. In Jesus' name, we will finish what we started because the Lord will strengthen our hands, strengthen our focus, strengthen our resolve in Jesus' name. Wow, we hit a whole lot tonight. If this blessed you, 1 to 5 with your fire emoji, if you know how to do a fire emoji, if it blessed you a little bit, do 1 5. If it blessed you a whole lot, do 5. If you don't know how to do fire emojis, just do a 1 or 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one of those numbers, however much this blessed you. It blessed me tremendously tonight. Listen, I want us to sow into this tonight. And here's our seed. Our seed is 52. Nehemiah finished the work that he started in 52 days. I want you to think about this. He was a cupbearer. So how in the world, as a cupbearer, if you're building a wall, that's bricklaying, that's masonry. How did you become a mason? How are you involved in masonry now and carpentry? How are you a general contractor when you used to test the king's food to see whether or not he could drink it? And now you're a governor? How did this happen? Because the attack accelerated him. You got to hear me. 52 is our seed tonight. Say, Bishop, I don't have 52. Get as close as you can. Get 25. Get 49. Get as close as you can to it. If you have it, sow it. If you want to get more than that, you get more than that. But I want to push you to sow into this tonight because we need to seal this thing, especially if you're dealing with some attacks. As many of y'all just wait and said you're dealing with an attack, you need to sow into this tonight. Don't let the enemy stop you. All right? We will finish. And you're just going to simply call this your ATA seed. I'm attacking the attack seed. How can you sow? $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Giblify, all of that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. hello@harvestchurch.church. If you're already connected to Harvest, you can just use the give button on our website or just use text to give. That's the way I used to give. Text the amount to 84321 and enter Harvest Church. And normally I have a V ring on. I don't have one on right now. But when you see that one, it's right there. When you see the Harvest V, that's where you want to be. Listen, last but not least, if you're on prayer tonight, I'll give you the ways to give again in just a second. If you're on prayer tonight and you're not a Christian, tonight's your night. Secondly, if you've given your life to the Lord, but you've not been faithful to him, tonight's your night to come back to the Lord. And third and finally, if you're like, Bishop Holman, I don't know where things stand with the Lord, but I sure enough want to be sure wherever you're at tonight, no guilt, no condemnation, no shame, wherever you're at, on the count of three, you do that hand wave emoji. You say it's me. If you're a Christian, I need you praying that people come to the Lord, scales fall off of eyes and fall off of ears. ATA, Nedra, that's the seed, attacking the attack. You need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Do that hand wave emoji. Say it to me. One, two, three. Wherever you're at. Black, white, tall, short, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Sri Lankan, Indian, whatever. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. There's one. Wherever you're at, wherever you are at, I want you to respond and respond quickly. Jesus is coming to get you tonight on prayer. He's coming to get you tonight on prayer. There's two. You need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, Ashley, you sowed your seed, and I bless that seed in Jesus' name. Come on, wherever you're at, you do that hand wave emoji, or you say, it is me. Or you say, it is me. I see what you believe it for. Come on, God, do it. There's three right there, wherever you're at. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or there's four, or be sure, there's five. I need you to do that hand wave emoji, or you say, it's me, wherever you're at. Be sure. There's six. I got you. There's seven. Wherever you're at, no guilt, no condemnation, no shame. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. There's eight. Come on, y'all. I need y'all praying. Look at how people are coming to the Lord tonight. Wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Eight have come so far. Wherever you're at, there's nine. You do that hand wave emoji, or you say it's me. You do that hand wave emoji, or you say it's me. Bishop Holman, I made a lot of mistakes. Guess what? We all have. That's why Jesus died. Bishop Holman, I've done a lot of stupid stuff. We all have. That's why he died. He died so we could have life and life more abundantly. You don't get your life together, then come to God. You come to God, and God helps you to get your life together. You got it? Wherever you're at. Where are we at? Nine? We're at nine? There's at least one more of you on here tonight. There's at least one more. I saw one harvester say they believe him for 12, but there's at least one more. Right, that's okay. If you can't name the seed because of how you give, all you do is just speak it as you sow it. All you do is speak it as you sow it. For example, I use text to give. You can't name it on text to give, but I speak it as I sow it. Great question. Where are you at? There's at least one more. There's at least, I think I got you. I got you earlier. I got you, but that's all right to be double short. All right, wherever you're at, there's at least one more. There's at least one more. Oh, that's not a duplicate? Okay, so that's 10. There's 10. All right, listen. If you need to respond, all you need to do that hand wave emoji, says me. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Everybody, pray this with me. I don't care if you and Jesus went to school together. I don't care if you did it yesterday and you ain't sure today. You need to be sure. This is nothing. You don't get in trouble for being sure with God. God ain't going to get you like, you don't know. He's not going to get you. It's okay to be sure. Pray this for me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. Is that 11? I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fail or if I fall, there's another. There's 12 on YouTube. Give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, you all, if you just gave your life to the Lord, recommitted yourself to him, or you're sure, I need you to take your phone out. Go, you believe for 12, he answered you. To God be the glory. All you need to do is text Harvest to 55498. Text Harvest to 55498. Enter the option for salvation. When you do that, we're going to shoot you a text message to show you how to make Christianity your lifestyle and not just a hobby. All right. I see a question over on Facebook. What's the link for text to give? What you want to do is you're just going to text the amount. So if you're going to do 52, for example, you'll take your phone out. You'll text the amount to the number 84321. It's going to shoot you a link. You'll input Harvest Church. When you see that Harvest V, which again, normally I have that ring on his hand, but when you see the Harvest V, that's where you want to be. All right. You can also just go to harvestchurch.church. And again, let me just give everybody the methods. Cash App, $ Bishop Forman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. The email for that is hello@harvestchurch.church. Sharon, we're naming this seed the ATA seed. I'm attacking the attack. Guys, there was so much revelation released in prayer tonight. I really encourage you to go back, watch it again. Make sure you share it. When you share, people get saved. I love you guys. I will see you on tomorrow's pop-up. Thank you for your prayers for me. I appreciate you tremendously. God has been so good to us, and we're so excited about all the great things that are happening in Denver, Atlanta, and online. And I appreciate you praying for me. Matter of fact, would you just take a few seconds? Would you just type a prayer for me? Would you just do that real quick? If I bless you, would you just pray for me for 1 second? I'm always praying for you, so I'm just going, and I periodically done it. I haven't had you do that in a while, so I'm going to ask you to do that for me. Would you do that for me tonight? Would you just type a prayer? Pray that I'm shalom. Pray that I have wisdom. Pray I have the right people around me. Pray that the Lord keep a hedge of protection around me. Pray that the Lord calls us to do great exploits for his name. Would you just type a prayer for me real quick? I'd appreciate that. But what's wrong? Nothing. I don't want to keep it that way. All right. I know I used to have y'all do that for me often in prayer. I just haven't done it in a while. So I appreciate that. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your love. I'm glad that we get to spend this time together on Mondays and really every day with the pop-ups now together. It's my great pleasure. And I love what I do. Somebody was asking me, you know, something. I said, well, when you love what you do, it's difficult to not do what you love doing. And I love what I do. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. Get your seed in the ground. Again, 52. If you don't have 52, get as close as you can to it. If you want to sow more than 52, sow more than 52. We're calling this the attack seed. Thank you for that prayer. That's a good long one there. Thank you for that. I like them good long ones. Thank you all for that. Father, you see the prayers being prayed for me. I stand in agreement with every prayer that aligns with shalom, that aligns with wisdom, that aligns with prosperity, that aligns with blessing and favor, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Have a good night. Make sure that you share. Shalom. Bye, y'all. Shalom, tata. Shalom, y'all over there. Oh, that's awesome. Look at that. Wow. Love you guys. Shalom. Last but not least, love.